well, is the day before hopefully thousands of Alice Springs residents, electors, go to cast their vote for that aldermanic position, the by-election, which has been held tomorrow in Alice Springs. We've been meeting all the candidates, and if you've got a question, want to ask something, you can always ring 1300 019 783. Today's man is the running man, Ellie Melky. And he joins us now. Ellie Melky, very good morning to you.
And a very good morning to you and the listeners, Mr. Brash.
Ellie Melky, now obviously you're known in business and also as a runner. I mean, what more do you bring to this than those two attributes?
This particular time that Alice Springs is in fact experiencing and the difficulties, my experiences of Alice Springs and the lawlessness, I bring frustration. I bring a sense of an effort to regain hope in the community. I want to live in this community, Mr. Brash, and I know you do, and I want to be able to run safely around Head Street Oval without dodging a range of unfortunate things such as all the rubbish that's left around. I bring to this election hope. That's what I bring. I want to send a really clear message to the folks.
Just let me ask you a question. Your campaign has got to stop. You've got to clean up the town. Are you getting too concentrating on issues of... I mean, obviously, no one wants to come across, you know, feces, people urinating around where you work and so on, but are you sort of obsessing on those things over against other things which are of also of equal import to the council?
My campaign, Brashy, has been to send out a message that I am frustrated as equally as everyone else in this town. My campaign talks about the simple things that we should all expect, standard of living, that we should expect from anybody and everybody. It's specific and focused on things that I think are minimum standard of human behaviour.
Top three issues for you?
My top three issues. The number one issue is the feeling of people feeling hopeless, helpless, leaving town. I want to clearly send a message out, say, please have faith. I will do everything I can to restore your faith in the community, in the leadership. The second biggest issue, and obviously that first issue, sorry, coming back to that, comes from the lawlessness, comes from the feeling and watching the crime, and all of those that experience crime day to day, even this morning at can't say McDonald's, but I was having an orange juice there, and the lady next to me.
And number two?
Same thing. Two is the leadership. There's no leadership at this point in time, not at the local government.
You're saying Damien Ryan's not providing leadership we need?
The local government is elected. There is a difference, a great difference between the power of a elected member and or the power of a alderman. If you want to strictly stay with the Act, yep, an alderman has restrictions according to the Local Government Act. I understand that, but there's no restriction if there are people that elect you into a very responsible, very important position. You're elected to represent, and you're elected to be a leader. Do not run away from that responsibility, and I'm saying...
And number three?
Number three is value for money. This council is charged with the responsibility to manage the funds, the ratepayers and the grants that we receive from the federal and local the territory government. I want to see value for money. I'm saying that the verges are an indication of there is more we can do, surely, to get value for our rates, value from our councillors, value from our administration, value from everyone who is there to do the job for the benefit and improving Alice Springs Town.
I'm going to throw you a few recent controversial council discussions and issues. Youth curfew, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Bylaws, should people be allowed to camp in the Todd River or should they be fined?
Get them out.
Fined or just moved?
Get them out. Fine isn't going to work. They've got no money. They've got plenty of excuses. That doesn't work. Get them out.
John McDill Stewart, the statue, should it have been erected on the town council lawns?
Should have never been an issue. It's a normal... he's a great man, great history, one of many people in this town. Should have stayed on the lawns of Alice Springs Town Council proudly.
Was the process wrong, though?
The process was wrong.
Now, you've had a variety of strategies. Everyone's had their pictures hanging from the trees around Alice Springs, but I understand you've seen quite a bit of vandalism of your pictures.
Yes, no, we're down to about 60% of our... so thank you to those folks who are sending the message. You've just made me even more fired up.
Are you you think you're polarising people in the community?
Oh, look, I'd love to meet them in the dark when there's no one looking. I'll see how tough they are.
That seems a little bit combative there, Ellie Melky.
Well, the messages that they've left are really nasty.
Really? What have people been saying?
They've even gone to the extent of damaging our business signs where my wife's name and mobile number, and there was a message that was totally unnecessary and very below the belt, and I think that was really wrong.
I will move it along. How many council meetings have you been to? Are you a regular attendee?
Every fortnight for the last 3 years. Missed a couple through for racing, running reasons or out of town.
And if there's one thing you could change about council, what would it be?
Leadership. Give you leadership, give you hope.
Ellie Melky, good luck with the election. I must leave it there because we've got to go and speak to Bill Shepherd and tell
yes,
us how
do.
We can vote tomorrow. But thank you, Ellie Melky.
I can tell you how to vote.
I'm sure you can. Ellie Melky, one of the candidates for the Aldermanic election, the by-election here tomorrow in Alice Springs. But